When it comes to fracking legislation, the oil and gas industry has a simple mission. It has to get enough legislators in the House and Senate to ignore this. And focus instead on this. Florida Petroleum Council lobbyist Dave Mica never misses an opportunity to dangle fracking's promise of jobs and economic growth.
Hydraulic fracturing has transformed the United States into an energy superpower.
Fracking involves shooting high-pressure water as much as a mile underground to blast natural gas and oil out of rock formations. Wells are so deep, they punch through the aquifer. And that's why fracking has an image problem. It's associated with flaming tap water, localized earthquakes, and the evils of industry boomtowns. Protesters from the Democratic Women's Club of Florida streamed to the Capitol recently when it was clear minority bills to ban fracking were doomed. Club spokeswoman Judy Myers explains.
Because it's going to devastate the ecosystems that are along our coastline. And just to destroy that to make money is not something that the Democratic Women's Club wants to support.
A bill by Republican Representative Ray Rodriguez of Fort Myers gives a legal definition for the practice. He describes it like this.
To begin with, we're defining what high-pressure well stimulation is. We've defined that as 100,000 gallons of fluid injected into a rock formation to increase the production at an oil or gas well.
And it's inspired in part by recent controversy. Regulators shut down a fracking-like operation by Dan A. Hughes Company and imposed heavy fines. Hughes eventually pulled out. There's no law against fracking and no specific regulations for it. Hughes was accused of drilling without a permit. The bill fills the void with things like water standards and fines of up to $25,000 per day. Paula Cobb, a deputy secretary for the Department of Environmental Protection, puts it this way.
I don't know anyone that would argue that we are better off not having a bill in place that includes these protections versus the status quo that exists today.
Protesters insist the real motive is money. The legislation is a welcome mat for a dangerous industry when the state should be slamming the door, says Democratic Senator Darren Soto of Orlando.
We need to jack up the fines so badly that it isn't even worth it to come here to frack one drop of oil or gas from the state.
Environmentalists aren't giving up, says green lobbyist David Collin.
It ain't over till it's over. This is the hottest issue, the most emotional issue that I have dealt with in my 8 years in representing Sierra Club Florida. People are tremendously upset about this.
A companion measure by Republican Senator Garrett Richters of Naples makes its last committee stop next week. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.